The words from an ancient father of the church come from St. Chrysostom, St. John Chrysostom. And they are for our reflection and meditation on the Word of God. Now, Chrysostom was educated in law and theology, made a priest in 386, a skilled preacher, thus the nickname Golden-Mouthed. He was an expert expositor in Antioch, and in 398 was made Patriarch of Constantinople and set about to reform the city, the court, and the clergy. But perhaps he was too honest, too direct. They finally exiled him. Our reading from Romans ended with verse 13. Do not judge one another. Don't seek revenge. Be forgiven as God forgave us. From Chrysostom. God requires two things from us: to condemn ourselves for our sins and to forgive others. The former is for the sake of the latter. For those who consider their own sins are more lenient toward their fellow servants. It's easier then to forgive from the heart and not merely with the lips. Therefore, don't thrust the sword into yourself by being revengeful. For how does the grief you have been afflicted with compare to the ones you will face by remaining angry and bringing on God's condemnation? If you are careful and keep yourself under control, the evil will come upon the head of your afflictors. They will suffer harm. But if you continue to be indignant and displeased, then you will suffer harm from yourself. See how much you gain by meekly bearing the spite of your enemies. First and greatest, you gain deliverance from sins. Secondly, strength and patience. Thirdly, gentleness and goodness. For those who don't know how to be angry with their afflictors that grieve them will be much readier to serve those that love them. Fourthly, you will always be free from anger. Nothing can equal this, for those who are free from anger are clearly delivered from discouragement, too. They won't spend their lives on useless burdens and sorrows. They will enjoy pleasure and 10,000 blessings.